Let's open this time with a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, as we now look at the truths found in your holy scriptures,
天父，当我们一起查看你的话语中的真理的时候，
we pray that you would use this time,
我们祈求你会用这段时间，
to invite change into this church,
啊，让这个教会有变化，
that the word of God might become our compass and our map,
啊、让神的话作为这个教会的指南，
that the Spirit of God might become the means by which we move,
神的灵将会是我们变化的使数，
and that Father, through those two forces, you would cause this church,
啊、天父你会、啊、让我们教会
to be an effective ministry of the gospel in the 21st century.
将成为这个21世纪得到的教会。
We pray in your son's precious name.
我们靠你儿子宝贵的圣灵祷告。
Amen. Imagine sitting here on a Sunday morning.
你想象自己在星期天的早上。
And in walks through that back door.
你走进这个从后门走进来
two individuals
是每个人
on the one hand
一方面
the apostle Paul
使徒保罗
the one who was responsible for planting most of the early churches during that first century
他在这个第一个世纪内是他建立了这些早期的教会
The one who wrote about a third of our New Testament.
他也是这个写了圣经新约三分之一以上的书信的。
And then imagine the Apostle Paul taking a look at every single activity that we do and perform in this church.
我们就是想象他他在后面看着我们在今天教会所做的每一件事。
Every single meeting that we have.
我们每一次会议。
Every single church activity that we have.
我们每一次教会的聚会。
And all of our church documents.
我们教会的这个文件。
How would we feel in response to that?
如果你想象如此，他会怎么想呢？
Would it be with great pride that we are following in the apostles' examples that he set for us in his New Testament?
你会不会像保罗称赞这些早期教会一样会自己而感到骄傲呢
Or would we with fear and horror
或者是我们很战惊很害怕
stand there as our church is seen to be unbiblical in many areas
如果我们看到我们在教会里头不是按神的旨意所行的
And then imagine the other person to walk in the room
也可以想象另外一个人到这个到这个我们的这个会堂里。
Imagine simply a young believer from the first century.
假如说是一个早期教会一个年轻的信徒。
Maybe the young man Timothy himself.
也许就是这个提摩太本人。
One who had grown up in various churches.
他是在不同的教会成长起来。
One who had seen how many of the churches in the ancient world function.
他见证了这个在那个时候教会的这个工作。
And we ask, would he feel out of place in that church?
我们问问他就是关于我们教会的印象。
Does our church look like the churches of the early years of the biblical church?
我们的教会是不是像这个教会初期那种那个圣经教会。
And so this morning I'd like to take a look at this idea of having an effective church.
所以今天早上我邀请大家看看这个教会是不是一个得道的教会。
And as a note at the beginning, I'd like to mention that effectiveness in this passage never relates to the number of people sitting in the pews.
这一开始我想提醒大家就是这个得道教会不是说这个自然而来的。
It never relates to the amount that comes in every week in the offering.
他不是说因为你在教会里头有足够的奉献就会有这种。
It doesn't relate to the amount of people who are converted and baptized every single year.
也不是因为你这一年有多少人信主得受洗礼。
Those ideas of success are foreign to the New Testament.
那些关于这个教会成功的这个例子，是是当时的情况。
So this passage this morning gives us three marks of an effective church.
所以今天早上我为大家分享三个信息，都是关于得道的教会。
The effective church receives the word as true.
这个得道的教会，接受神的真理。
The effective church is rejected by the world.
得到的教会会被这个世界所遗弃。
And then the effective church remains within the apostolic tradition.
第三条，一个得到教会会保留使徒的传统。
Let's take a look at the first mark. The effective church receives the word as true.
我们看，先看第一条，得到教会真实的领受神的话。
And this is found in verse 13.
这就是在这个刚才我们所读的第十三节。
The Apostle Paul states, For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectively works in you that believes.
所以说，为此我们不住地感谢神，因为你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人之心中。
So there are a few points underneath the fact that the effective church receives the word as true.
所以这里就有几点关于这个接受这真道。
First of all,
首先。
The effective church receives the word of God, as he says here in verse 13.
正像这个十三节所说的，这我们接受了这来自神的道。
And this idea of reception is far more than physically hearing the sounds that are coming from the scriptures.
这接受并不是说你只是听见。
It's the idea of taking them and incorporating them into one's life and practice.
而是指这听了并且运行在我们的生活之中。
Second,
第二点,
the effective church not only receives the word, but it is one that heard the word as well.
这里不光是要听见，而且是领受了。
The Apostle Paul says, which you heard from us.
这里保罗说，你们是从我们那里接受的。
And so not only does this church receive the word of God, it also proclaims the word of God.
这就是说不光他们接受了，而且是向外宣扬。
The apostles were the ones who brought the word of God to the church.
保罗把这个神的道带到这个教会里。
And it thus becomes the responsibility of the church to maintain and disseminate that tradition of the word of God within its own four walls.
这成为教会的责任，要把它宣扬出去。
And so the word of God is to be received.
所以神的道是要接受。
The word of God is to be proclaimed.
神的道要传扬出去。
Third, the word of God is different from the word of men.
第三条，神的道和人的道是不一样的。
Says here in verse 13, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God.
所以说你们接受的实在是神的道，而不是人的道。
They did not simply receive the word of God like they would any other piece of literature.
这里不是说就像这个像世界上其他的文学一样。这个传到人的耳朵中。
Our world is full of books.
我们的世界是有很多各种各样的书籍。
You can go downtown to the library of Minneapolis and come across nearly a million volumes.
你可以到 Minneapolis 城去图书馆去，那里有
You can go on the computer, onto Amazon, and you can download millions upon millions of books, and you can read them all on your cell phone.
你可以到这个上网，用你的这个手机上网到亚马逊书店，你可以去下载成千上万的这个书籍。
And some of those books are fiction, and they're there to tell a good story.
这里有些书籍是这个幻想的，有很多很有趣的故事。
And some of these are non-fiction, and they're there to teach us something about some aspect of life in the world.
有些不是幻想书籍，它是为了教育人的各种各样的目的。
Some of these are books of poetry.
有些是诗集。
That display and demonstrate human experience.
那是为了这个展现人的这个经验。
And show how various people can feel in such situations.
也就让人展现就是人对这各种他们对事物的看法。
But only one of these has a right to be called the truth.
但只有一本书才能够被称为是真理。
Because all of the books that are written by man have error in them.
因为所有人写的书都会有错误。
There are mistakes.
也就是说，有不正确的地方。
There are flaws.
有人编写的部分。
There are incomplete ideas and incomplete thoughts.
有各种各样不完全、不正确的思想。
But the one book that will never lead man astray.
但是有一本书从来不会让人去偏离。
The one book that is without error in everything that it says, in every single word that it inscribes.
有一本从来没有错误，每一句话都是准确无误的。
Is the Word of God itself.
也就是神的话语。
This book is our guide as a church.
这本圣经就是我们教会所应有的指导。
And this book is unlike any other book that has been written or read by humanity in years past.
这本书不同于任何人写的，我们所读的，人写的书。
Because in this book, the one and true living God of heaven has revealed himself to us sinful men.
因为这本书里头，唯一的真神向我们显示。
And he's revealed himself to us in a way that we can have a relationship with him.
他向我们显示说，我们人怎么能够神有关系？
In a way that we can read.
我们可以读。
And that we can understand.
我们可以明白。
And we can get a glimpse of what human life is supposed to look like.
我们可以领受到人的生命应该是怎样的。
And so the effective church receives the word of God is true.
所以呢，得到的教会会收的神的真道。
And so the word of God is to be received by the church.
神的这个真道会被这个神的教会所接受。
It is to be proclaimed by the church.
也会让这个道传扬出去。
The word of God is different from the word of man.
神的道跟人的道完完全全不一样。
And finally, the word of God works.
最后神的道。
As it says here at the end of verse 13, which effectively works also in you that believes.
就是在13节的最后说，运行在你们信主的人心里。
In this idea of working within is not outside of the scope of the other books of the Apostle Paul.
这里讲运行说不是在其他这个保罗里头所讲的。
Philippians 2:12 and 13 states.
我们看这个腓立比书2章13节。
Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
我们就看最后，因为。
The Apostle Paul here in in Philippians chapter 2 commanded the believers to work out their own salvation.
这里就是保罗要求对腓立比的信徒要在要运行神的话。
And then he states that this idea of working out salvation is something that God is already doing in the life of his child.
他说要运行，就实际上神已经在我们心里头已经运行。
Because from an outward appearance, it appears as if the Christian is living his own life as best as possible.
虽然从外表上看，基督徒跟其他人一样，都是为了让自己的生活更美好。
But the inward reality,
但是实际上在内心深处，
is that God is the one who's putting in that Christian both the desire and the ability to follow in His word.
神就在每一个基督徒里的心里头运行，让他有这个心意也会做出来。
And if we connect this thought here in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 with what we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, we come up with the idea that God is the one through His word who works in the heart of the believer.
所以如果我们比较腓立比书的二章十三节和这个帖撒罗尼迦前书的二章十三节，我们就会看到实际上是神的主意在我们心里头运行。
God's word works.
神的话在我们心里头运行。
And it works within the lives of the believers to change their hearts.
在我们心里运行，使我们的生活有所改变。
To convict of sin.
是为了这个不治犯罪。
To drive the believer towards Jesus the Son.
把每个信徒带到耶稣基督面前。
And so the word of God is to be received.
所以神的道会被接受。
The word of God is to be proclaimed. The word is different from the word of man. And the word of God works. So we've first seen that the effective church receives the word as true.
So we've seen that the effective church receives the word as true. So we've seen that the effective church
receives the word as true. The effective church is rejected by the world.
第二条，一个得到教会将会被世界所排斥。
And this is seen in verses 14 through 16.
这会在十四节到十六节之间我们可以看到。
Let me begin by reading you verse 14.
他会读第十四节。
For you, brethren, became followers of the church of God, which are in Judea, which are in Jesus Christ. For you have also suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews.
弟兄们，你们效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
And so here we see, first of all, that discipleship never happens within a vacuum.
所以这个门徒不是在真空里头。
As Paul says, you became followers of the churches of God which are in Judea.
这里所说你们成为这个神的教会，就像这个犹太的教会一样。
We can never say that we're going to start over completely and practice our church differently than any church has ever done it before.
我们从来不应该说我们是做门徒像不像其他门徒一样。
And then have the arrogance to say that we'll do it right.
And 这样呢，我们可以我们就会自夸，说是我们一开始就是正确。
This is not how the church works.
这不是教会所应该所行的。
Biblical Christianity, on the other hand, locates itself within a 2,000-year-old tradition.
圣经的教会是从这个两千年的历史发展过来。
It's a tradition that's been handed down from the early church. At times, the tradition is improved upon and then handed down to the next generation. At times, it seems as if the tradition has been lost.
有一段时间可能有些失散。
and later discovered as it was within the Reformation.
后来因为这个教改革会又复兴。
But our churches are never within a vacuum.
但是我们的教会从来不是在一个真空的环境。
We always follow after and fellowship with other believers when possible.
我们总是在不在这个遵循其他教徒所做的。
In the case here of verse 14,
在十四节,
part of the tradition includes suffering.
这里有这个讲到这个迫害。
And so our second point here is suffering often comes from those who are closest to us.
一个现象就是这个迫害常常来自于居我们最近的。
He says, you also have suffered like things of your own countrymen.
这里讲说是从你本国本族人而来。
They're suffering from people from their own nation.
也就是有的时候这个苦害是从你本国人。
If you've been following the news at all,
如果你要你在看新闻,
the nation state of Iran is dangerously close to getting a nuclear weapon.
这个伊朗在今日是最危险，因为它可能会造出一个核弹。
And part of their reason of being is that they claim that they will wipe Israel off of the map.
他们其中一个目标是想让想把以色列人从这个世界清除。
And it is a battle of radical Islam versus the world.
这就是极端这个伊斯兰教对这个世界的其他人的宣战。
There's a young pastor in Iran, currently the age of 34.
现在有一个年轻的牧师在伊朗，年纪只有34岁。
At the age of 19, he converted from Islam to Christianity. And he's known for pastoring a number of house churches in the nation of Iran. His name is Yusef Nadarkhani. For the past 2 years, he's been in an Iranian prison.
最近两年他一直在监狱里头。
With a sentence of death on his head.
他是一个代死的囚徒。
For what reason?
为什么呢?
He's an Iranian national.
他是一个伊朗的公民。
Because it's against the law in Iran to convert from Islam to anything else.
在伊朗，如果你要是转换你的信仰，会那会是一个会犯法。
He's currently imprisoned in the capital city of Tehran, awaiting execution by his own countrymen.
他现在在这个死囚的监牢里，等待着被他的这个国人所执行死刑。
And this is the same kind of treatment that the Thessalonian believers themselves were facing.
这就是当时帖撒罗尼迦教会的教徒他们所经历的。
Some churches were facing persecution from the Jews.
有些教会他们受犹太人的逼迫。
Others were facing persecution from the Greeks.
有一些是遭受希腊人的逼迫。
And so suffering often comes from those who are closest to us.
所以逼迫常常来自于跟你接近的人之间。
Now verses 15 and 16.
我们看十五节到十六节。
There have some who have tried to claim that the Apostle Paul is being a bit anti-Semitic with his words here.
这有些人根据这两段经文说保罗是一个反犹太人。
And so he states concerning the Jews that they killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us, and they please not God and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins always, for wrath has come upon them to the uttermost.
因为这里讲这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把我们赶出去，他们不得神的喜悦，且与众人为敌，不许我们传道给外邦人，是外邦人得救，常常充满自己的罪恶，神的愤怒临在他们身上已到了极处。
Paul himself was a Jew.
保罗自己是犹太人。
And we know that he desired to see all Jewish people saved, according to Romans chapter 9.
我们知道在罗马书第九章，保罗他自己非常的期盼他的这个同族人被得救。
And so the Apostle Paul bases his statements against the Jewish people on a couple of different facts.
所以他是根据一些事实陈列这个犹太人的罪。
And I believe that some of these facts are actually pointed against unbelievers, and some of these facts are actually possibly pointed against believers themselves.
我相信在这里头，一些这个指责是关于这个不信的，但是也有一些指责是关于这个信的。
Against the unbelievers, they killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets.
比如说这里说杀害了耶稣和先知，这就是指责不信的。
And possibly against the believers as seen in Galatians, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they too might be saved.
如被这个信的，也许是指这个加拉太教会，他们因为他们自私的原因，他们不允许别人也相信。
Let me pause here with a warning.
我停下来给大家一个警告。
Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church is a primarily Chinese church.
我们明州国语教会主要是由华人组成。
Within the current membership roles, there are only two non-Chinese people who are members.
在这现在的教会组成里头，只有两个不是来自于华人。
Let me warn you, lest this church become solely focused on bringing the gospel to the Chinese people.
我向你警告，假如这个教会不是要真正的把这个福音带向华人。
In this area, there are a number of different ethnicities who live here.
在这个区域呢，也有其他的这个种族。
There are those with backgrounds of being Swedish and Norwegian.
也有像这个从瑞士来，从挪威来的。
If you head over a few miles to South Minneapolis, there are whole numbers of Somali people.
如果你像这个明城南部走一点，你会看到一些索马里人。
The city of St. Louis Park has an incredibly sizable Jewish population.
在圣路易斯会有一些这个犹太人。
North Minneapolis has an incredible number of Hmong people.
在这个城的北部有很多苗人。
And the gospel for the Gentiles is for all of these groups.
这个福音关于外邦人的福音是向每个种族的。
If we as a church limit ourselves solely to Chinese people, we do not fulfill the gospel.
如果我们只把传福音限制到华人身上，我们就不会把这个福音传完全的充满。
And we hinder the work that God can do in this church.
我们将成为神运行的一个障碍。
If you're here this morning,
如果你今天早上在这里。
And you have relationships with people who are not Chinese.
如果你跟这个不是华人有关系。
Perhaps at work.
由于工作上的。
Perhaps with people that live on your street.
也许是你在这个街上认识的。
And you are not actively trying to reach them for the Lord Jesus Christ.
你却不是向他们很热情地去宣扬神的工作。
Then you are doing essentially the same thing that these Jewish people were doing.
你实际上是跟这里的说的犹太人所做的是一样的。
Although you are not actively forbidding people to hear the gospel, You are not taking those relationships and turning them into gospel opportunities. You are not sharing with them the fact that they too can receive eternal life. That their sins can be forgiven. And that they too can have a right relationship with God. So an effective church receives the word as true. An effective church is rejected by the world. And finally, an effective church remains within the apostolic tradition. And so here in verse 17 through 20, the Apostle Paul has been away from the Thessalonian believers for a time. You may remember that he was in the city of Thessalonica for only 4 weeks. And the Apostle Paul has a strong desire to go back and to see them again. There's this connection that remains between the Apostle's teaching, between the Apostle himself and the church. And he wants to come back, and he tries to come back, he says again and again in verse 18, but he was hindered by Satan. But what brought Paul the most joy was not necessarily the fact that he could see these people again. Oh, certainly he loved the people and he had a wonderful relationship with them. But his joy ultimately was seeing that they remain within the teaching that he had brought them. He says in verse 19, what is our hope, our joy of crown and rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? And so he asks the rhetorical question, when Christ returns, are you going to be there, and is Christ going to say of the church, well done? And that fact that the church was remaining within the teaching of the Apostle Paul, leads him to say here in verse 20, you are our glory and our joy. The church, the obedient church, is what brings the Apostle Paul the most joy. The church that remains within the tradition that he taught them. And so an effective church receives the word as true. The effective church is rejected by the world. And the effective church remains within the apostolic tradition. Let me challenge you to take an honest assessment.
我向你们问一个问题。
Of your own life.
在你的真实生活中。
And I don't leave myself out of this. I myself should assess my life.
我不是说把我放在这个以外，我自己也要对自己的生命做一个评价。
And corporately, as Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church.
我们作为这个明尼苏达国语教会。
Not just at the level of the church leadership, the Sunday school teachers and the deacons and the fellowship leaders.
不只是教会的领导，还是这个主日学的老师，还是这个执事们。
But as a level of the whole corporate body.
是作为这个教会整体的形象。
Each individual looking at their own life.
每一个人看自己的生活。
And each individual looking at the church.
每一个人看这个教会。
And asking ourselves the question.
我们问自己一个问题。
Is this the kind of church that Paul would have started?
我们这个教会是不是像保罗开始建立教会那样？
And is our practices and our teaching remaining within the tradition of the New Testament?
我们所行的是不是保留着使徒的传统？
May the Lord grant His blessing that this church also might be an effective church in a 21st century world.
愿神的话能够让我们教会成为21世纪能有圣徒传统的教会。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
我们以这个祷告结束。